Denise Crosby, and you're listening to the Mean Joe Grizzly Podcast.
Hey, it's Tom Matthews from Return of the Living Dead and Friday the 13th, Part 6, to name a few, and you're listening to the Mean Joe Grizzly Podcast. Enjoy.
Hey guys, Tyler Mayne here, and you're listening to the Mean Joe Grizzly Podcast.
Hi, I'm John Russo, screenwriter of Night of the Living Dead. Welcome to the Mean Joe Grizzly Podcast. Enjoy.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Joe Grizzly, bitch.
What up, Mean Militia? I'm Mean Joe Grizzly, and when I'm not wondering how something as bad as Madam Web was allowed to have a theatrical release, I'm at the Grizzly Cave, watching movies, reading comics, listening to metal, and of course, crushing beers. And I'm here to tell y'all that I have seen some really, really, really bad comic book movies. I grew up during the release of the first generation of Marvel films. And although there are some absolute classics like the first two Blade films and Sam Raimi's Spider-Man trilogy and the first couple of X-Men films and here and there, there were also some absolute dumpster fires like the Fantastic Four movies, both Ghost Rider films, and Eric Bana's The Hulk. But I have definitely seen the bottom of the barrel now. So, let's talk about Madam Web and the state of Marvel. This is Grizzly Grade Reviews. When Cassandra Webb has a near-death experience, it awakens an ability for her to see the future. This places her on a collision course with Ezekiel Sims and... Look, that's all you need to know, and it doesn't really matter. Fuck this movie. Be prepared for the most negative review I have ever given. And I normally see something good in every movie I see, but this... this is definitely going to be the lowest grade I have ever given a film since I started this show. So, let's get to breaking down why I feel this way. Starting with the story. So the movie opens up with Cassandra Webb's mother, Cassandra Webb being played by Dakota Johnson from the 50 Shades of Grey movies. That's all I know her from. And Cassandra's mother is pregnant with Cassandra and in the middle of the Amazon researching spiders with this guy named Ezekiel Sims. She finds the spider she's looking for, but then Sims betrays her and shoots her, fatally wounding her, and then he takes off with the spider. And then Cassandra's mother is taken up by a tribe of spider-worshipping natives, where she dies in childbirth. But not until after the tribe head lets a special spider bite her before the baby is born. Yeah, I know. Stay with me. Years later, in the year 2003, Cassandra is now grown up and working as a paramedic in New York, while Ezekiel Sims is filthy rich, presumably because of the spider. I don't know. It never really tells you why. He just has this spider. But apparently it's the key to his success. And he is having a reoccurring dream about three spider women superheroes killing him in the future. So he sleeps with an NSA agent and gets tech to help him find these three girls and kill them before they become three spider heroines. Meanwhile, Cassandra Webb has an accident while trying to save someone and nearly drowns. This awakens her powers to see the future, which puts her in direct conflict with Ezekiel Sims. And she tries to save these three girls. And that's all I really need to tell y'all about the story. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell. Yeah, it's really, really, really bad. Spider people tribes, bastardized Terminator plot. What the fuck is this movie? Who thought this was going to be good, guys? What studio executive at Sony thought this was a good idea and we should give this a wide release? Now, of course, I am sitting here bitching and moaning about it. Surely I have a better story prepared and ready to present to y'all. Well, I don't. You know why? Because it shouldn't have ever been even considered. Madame Webb is a side character. Really, she's the perfect definition of a support character. A character whose purpose is only to support or push the story for the lead character forward. You don't give these characters their own solo film or TV series. You give them a very, very small part in the film that gives a brief explanation of the character and their role, or you give them a single episode or small piece of the plot throughout the season of the show that the character gets introduced on. You don't pour hundreds of millions of dollars into a movie with a shitty script on a character that no one gives a shit about. Even your target audience, comic book readers, don't give a shit about this character enough to watch a movie on it. They all went and seen it just so they could do what I'm doing right now, which is shitting all over this bullshit movie. And to round out this point, let's get to another huge confusing issue with the story and the decisions being made at Sony in regards to this movie and its overall purpose. We were told that Madame Webb would be, quote, the web that strings together Sony's Spider universe and will lead us to the Sinister Six and show us the birth of whatever Spider-Man Sony will be using in their universe, whether it be Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, or whoever. Well, supposedly that was mostly cut out due to the poor test screenings, and they left some in, and it's in the form of hints and Easter eggs, and it's just downright pathetic. First off, Ben Parker is Cassandra Webb's best friend and co-worker. Uncle Ben is her best friend and co-worker. That's fucking stupid. And of all the people, they thought Adam Scott was a good pick to play Uncle Ben. And Emma Roberts is playing his sister, Mary Parker, and she's pregnant with Peter. What the fuck? Like, and Peter's dad is out of town. Yeah, okay. These are horrible casting choices. But even more ridiculous is they refuse to say Aunt May or Peter Parker's name in the fucking movie. There is literally this part where Dakota Johnson and Adam Scott are talking about relationships and stuff because they're going to a cookout or some bullshit, and she said she didn't want to go. But he's like, yeah, you got to come over, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, I'm calming down. I'm settling down. I met a woman that I really like. Oh, what's her name? And he kind of does, huh. Yeah. And he gives a little smile. It's like, you can't just fucking say May. You can't say May. Seriously, what the fuck is that? Like, what kind of Easter egg is that? And then, I shit you not, there is an entire, like, 10-minute fucking scene where they're at a baby shower for freaking Mary Parker, who's pregnant with Peter, and every time they go to say the baby's name, she has a vision or something fucking stupid happens, like a balloon pops or something, so they just don't end up saying the baby's name. What the fuck? Like, just say his fucking name. We know who it is. We've seen 6 live action movies. Actually, we've seen more than that. We've seen 8 live action movies and 2 animated films now to know that who these characters are. Why the fuck would you just waste screen time doing that? I I don't understand. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And there's even parts where there's a scene at the end of the movie where the baby is born, and Ben can't be there to be with Cassandra Webb because she's hurt. And yeah, I'm spoiling this fucking movie because you don't need to go fucking see it because it's a pile of fucking shit. Just don't go see it. There's a point where it's like Ben said, he hopes you feel better. He's over there seeing the baby. The baby's fine and healthy. He says he loves being an uncle. It's all the love with none of the responsibility. And then Cassandra Webb is like, yeah, he thinks that. We already fucking know that their parents. It's fucking stupid. I can go on about that stupid shit all the time, but that stuff does not make any fucking sense. It's just stupid. Now, on to the next issue. The dialogue and the acting. Holy shit. Not one person in this movie is putting in a single ounce of effort. With that being said, the dialogue is awful. Like, oh man, it's bad. There are these scenes where they hold the audience's hands like we're all stupid. Like, it just explaining things away that we already fucking know because we're aware that it's already in the movie. There is scenes where, like, for instance, the bad guy's crawling on the roof of whatever building they're in that's chasing them, and they're like, "What's wrong? What's going on? What do you need to do?" And it's like, that's your problem right there. That's exactly the tone that Dakota Johnson uses throughout this movie. There's barely any kind of emotion, any kind of anything, no effort at all, guys. Like, none. All of these characters give the blandest performances ever, like, and this dialogue that, and maybe that they knew this movie was going to be a nothing burger, so they just decided to give the effort that they were given is in the form of the script. But here's my thing: if you took on this role, you need to do your best, and I truly feel that way. Do your fucking best if you took the role. Don't give a equally shitty performance. Like, I don't understand that. Let me screw up my entire career because, you know, I already made a bad choice by signing on to this movie. I'm going to make an even bigger, like, fuck up by giving one of the worst performances of my career. And I'm never going to get ahead because everybody's going to see that movie and see how shitty I was and how bad of an effort I put in. No effort whatsoever by this cast. And the dialogue is atrocious and does not help them. So, like, I mean, there's even a scene, like, where one of the characters is like, "You wouldn't like me when I'm hangry." And they say it over and over again. Like, that's that whole character's stick is, "You wouldn't like me when I'm hangry." What the fuck? It's so freaking bad. And there's just no effort by the actors or actresses. And what makes it even worse is the actor that played Ezekiel Sims apparently was so damn bad because 90%, and I mean 90% of his dialogue was dubbed over using ADR. Like, the words never matched up with his lips. And on top of that, it was the voiceover that they used was the most bland and phoned in voiceover ever, with tones that didn't even fit, like, the mood of the scene. So if, like, it was an action-packed scene which there's almost none of those in this, but if there's, like, a scene where there's supposed to be tension, he's like, "I am going to kill you now." It is that bad, guys. I am not exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. Moving on to the direction, the structure, and the editing of the film, also very atrocious. There are so many nothing scenes in this movie. One in particular, the CPR scene, and I still don't understand the point of this. There was like 10 to 15 minutes, it felt like, where they're in this hotel room hiding out from the bad guy, and Cassandra Webb tapes up this pillow and makes it look like a dummy, and she has each of the girls go around in a circle doing this makeshift CPR on this dummy. And it's just the cringiest damn scene ever. And I don't know what the fucking purpose of it was, but it was terrible. You got Sydney Sweeney and the other two girls. I don't really know what the, I just don't know what the purpose of those scenes were. It just didn't make no sense. And that don't even get me started on the scene where she just took off to Peru. She fucking went to Peru. I couldn't believe they did it, that she took time out of the story and went to Peru to chase literally a guy just telling her, hey, you got powers. What the fuck, guys? Why? Then there's stuff that is clearly just someone shitting the bed and didn't pay attention to the details, like the state-of-the-art Blade Runner computer and face recognition tech computers. Guys, computers back then in the early 2000s, they were literally huge. The monitors weighed 50 pounds with these big-ass keyboards and CPU towers. Guys, this shit was crazy. Smartphones wasn't even a thing yet, and they're going to expect us to believe that computer and face recognition tech was out then? Come fuck on, guys. It's, oh man, it's just stupid. And to top off everything in a nice little stupid bow, the ending is the corniest shit I have ever seen. And if you don't want to hear spoilers, that's fine. I'm trying to save your life right now. I'm trying to save you from going in and wasting your hard-earned money on this pile of shit. So if you want to click away, skip ahead a little bit. But I'm about to spoil the shit out of this movie. A movie that doesn't matter if it gets spoiled. So the ending of this, they defeat Ezekiel Sims, which, by the way, was also like the corniest shit ever. Like, she kept seeing the future, like, stop, move, squat down, hey you, duck. It, like, every time something would like fly across the screen that could potentially kill him, she was reading it, and it was really bad. It was so bad. But they end up defeating Ezekiel Sims, and he screams in his little ADR dub on the way down before he dies. And we get to a point where Madame Web falls into the water off of this building that's burning, and a firework, like a bottle rocket or something, comes through the water and blows up in her face, causing her to be blind, which is how the character is in the comics. That's not necessarily how that happened, but she is blind and wheelchair bound. And then we cut to a little bit later, she's in the hospital bed, and they're like, we're sorry you lost your eyesight. And now Dakota Johnson's given this, I can see better than I've ever been able to see, real stoic, like, performance now. And it's like, what the fuck is this movie? And then it clicks to so many months later, and all the girls are living with her, and they're having little food fights, which that happens three times in this movie, where they have like a little, girls don't just randomly start having food fights, guys. It's just not, people just don't fucking act that way. And they're like, you wouldn't like me when I'm hangry. That one chick said that again for the 12th time in this movie. It was just dumb. And then it cuts to those three girls grown up in their little costumes. So yeah, by the way, all the shit you see in the trailer, you don't see none of them girls in the costumes, but in one flashback scene, and then at the very end for a group shot, and that's fucking it. You don't see it ever again. Nowhere else in the movie. That's all you see it. And then it is this superimposed Madame Web in like spirit form, because she can astro project her body into the background, and she's got these crazy, like, you know, the glasses that Doc Brown wears in Back to the Future. She's got these shitty red versions of those on, and she's just levitating with this big brown hair, and oh god, it's the worst thing ever. And then credits roll, and the Cranberries play in the background, and I walked the fuck out, because this movie was so fucking bad. It was so awful, guys. So bad. So guys, the facts are, and this isn't an opinion, it's a fact. I'm arguing with you that it's a fact. I don't care. Madame Web is a horribly written, directed, acted, and shot film. in every aspect of the game. Every single person involved in this film should be ashamed of themselves, and it has no redeeming qualities at all. And it is the single worst comic book film ever made, and one of the worst films I have seen in a long time. It is completely unacceptable with the budget and talent in this movie to present this garbage to us and ask for our hard-earned money. And it's now my lowest rated film since I've started this show. Madam Web gets a 0.5 out of 5 and is definitely not Grizzly grade guaranteed. And I advise y'all not to go see this pile of shit. And I'm not going to sit here and shit on this movie all day. Now I want to turn to the state of the Marvel brand. And I am fully aware that Sony and Disney have only collaborated on the solo Spider-Man films. But I am speaking about Marvel as a whole and their films and TV shows. The last few years have been lackluster most of the time and bad the rest. In my opinion, there are only two great movies in Phase 5. And in my opinion, those are Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I loved Multiverse of Madness. I don't know why the hell none of y'all liked it. That is Doctor Strange. That is how his comics are. That's why I loved it so much. Sam Raimi did a phenomenal job with that movie. And Guardians 3, really, really good. Maybe not as good as the original. Definitely better than the second one. The rest are just okay or bad, though. Disney Plus shows, Loki was good. WandaVision was good. The rest, lackluster, are absolutely horrible. Echo, the latest one, I mean, it was okay, but seriously, who gives a shit? Who really gives a fuck about that character? Or any characters that are their side characters? In my opinion, if they cannot hold a monthly book in the comics, they do not need a solo movie unless they are some kind of classic character or if there is some kind of market for that character. Nobody asked for an Echo show. Not one damn person asked for that show. If you say you did, you're lying. If you say you care about the character, I'm going to call you a liar too. Nobody gives a shit about this character. We all watch this show just to see the Kingpin. Because Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin is the best villain the MCU has given us. Yes, he's better than Thanos. And people definitely don't care enough about this character to watch 8-hour-long episodes of a TV show for a story that doesn't even fucking matter. Not everyone needs a movie or a show. Sony just needs to stop. They need to focus on the Tom Hardy Venom movies and just go ahead and make Andrew Garfield the Spider-Man of that universe. Just do it. You fucked up by making a Venom movie without Spider-Man, because that's a big problem, because they're literally, they coincide with each other. So you messed up with that, but you kind of found a way to make it work. And then you had Woody Harrelson to play Cletus Cassidy, and you didn't make the movie rated R. So you shit the bed on that movie. And now I don't know where you're going in this last movie. Apparently we're getting that at the end of this year. If it's anything like Madam Web, I'm not even going to go watch it. They just need to go ahead and introduce Spider-Man and have him and Tom Hardy's Venom duke it out. They just need to do something. And thank God. So this is another point that I have about Madam Web, and I know I said I wasn't going to keep shitting on this movie, but seriously, how the hell is this studio that gave us both the Spider-Verse movies with Miles Morales produce this piece of shit? How can you make something so damn good with those Spider-Verse movies, but then throw way more money at a live-action movie and shit the bed completely? I'd rather you focus on the Spider-Verse movies. Scrap everything else if you can't give us something good. The Venom movies are okay, but if you keep putting out stuff like Madam Web, I don't want to see it. I don't even know how Kraven's going to be now. Kraven actually looks good in the trailer. I got a couple of problems with some things. Like, I don't know about Rhino being an anthropomorphic human. Like, why not just, you know, put him in a suit like he was at the end of Spider-Man 2? That's a lot better than what I think they're going to do with him. But the movie still looks pretty good. I'm here for it. But after this, man, I'm real nervous now. I don't know if I want to waste my money on that. Disney, they just need to use Deadpool and Wolverine and the Fantastic Four movie to do a small reboot of the MCU. They need to scrap everything involving Kang. Jonathan Majors is out, guys. It don't matter who the hell they replace him with. The story wasn't working any damn way. Just scrap the damn story. Scrap everything with Kang and have his story die with him and Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. Sorry if y'all, I spoiled that for y'all. The movie's been out for over a year now. Go see the damn movie or watch the movie on Disney Plus. But yeah, Kang dies in that movie. And they can use that and then use the season 2 finale of Loki as an out. Just have Loki wipe him from existence during the timeline because he is now the god of stories. He has the capability of doing it. Just do it and then have it said in a movie whenever Loki shows back up. And then you're done. You don't have to worry about fucking Kang anymore. It's not rocket science. It's done. They could keep doing multiverse stuff. Just keep it small until Avengers 5 and 6. Make Doctor Doom the main villain. And have Mads Mikkelsen play him. Like, and that's a no-brainer. I mean, everybody's talking about Henry Cavill playing him. That's interesting. I don't think it works. I think he would be a better Hyperion. That's who they really need to get him to play, is Hyperion. If y'all know who Hyperion is, look him up. He's a Superman archetype that's over on Marvel's side. He's cool as shit. Cavill would be perfect to play that role. But Mads Mikkelsen would be perfect as Doctor Doom. He's got the persona. He's got the weight. He's got all of that. And once he's in a mask, all you need is his voice. That's all you need. You can get someone else to play the physical role. It writes itself, guys. It's easy. Speaking of writing itself, you don't even have to write a damn script. The bones of the script is already written for you in Hickman's Avengers and New Avengers run. That's it. Just use that. If y'all are interested in that, when Multiverse of Madness came out, I did a Road to Multiverse of Madness, and I talked about all that. It's easy. It's easy as hell. They just have to use that. They don't have to use all of it. Use it as use bare bones of it, and it writes itself. And they started that storyline in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. So it would make sense. Scrap all the BS movies and TV shows and streamline characters that matter. That's just my two cents. Enough's enough. No one wants this direction. They have big opportunities with Fantastic Four and Deadpool and Wolverine to fix things. And I can only hope that they seize the day and take that opportunity and fix this, because Marvel's brand looks like shit right now. I truly don't think that the problem with superhero movies right now is too much. I think that is a problem, but I don't think that's the main problem. I think it's too much with a lot of shitty quality. And Marvel's the main perpetrator of that. I know DC's got their issues too, but DC's rebooting and they're trying to fix their problems. Marvel's just sitting there sitting on their hands. And it doesn't seem like there's any end in sight. Yeah, I know that Bob Iger and all them just announced that they're gonna, you know, stop putting out, like, they're gonna decrease the volume, and they're gonna start focusing on quality over quantity. But damn, man, they gotta do something about Sony too. Sony needs to step it up. They gotta just stop putting out shit, and the MCU has to stop putting out movies and TV shows about characters that we don't give a shit about. It's just not worth it. And it's with all the media that can be consumed nowadays, both Marvel and DC are the biggest superhero companies or superhero powerhouses, and they're both putting out inferior products right now to the point of exhaustion. So I at least see DC on the right path. As of right now, Marvel's not on the right path. And until they make a hard turn in the right direction, I don't see the future being any better. But that's just my two cents, and hopefully they'll seize the opportunity and fix it. We can only hope. And with that, we bring another episode to an end. Thank you all so much for your continued support. Without y'all, the show isn't possible. If you like this episode, please consider subscribing to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget to click the links in the description below to follow me on all social media platforms. Please make sure you check out Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. The guy does all the music for the intros and outros and all the music in between on this show. And most of the videos that I use too. The guy is a synthwave master. He's got any type of synthwave you want, and it's all original work by him. So go over to his YouTube channel, check him out on Spotify. He's on Apple Music, and I'll leave a link in the description below of this episode too. Please go to my YouTube channel and check out the first episode of Mean Joe's Monster Manual. It is on Harry Warden from My Bloody Valentine. I released that on Valentine's Day. It's doing pretty well. Y'all seem to like it. So go and make sure y'all check that out. I worked really hard on that, and I think it's something especially you horror fans will really like. So make sure y'all subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I plan on releasing some more content on there as well. In fact, I got something coming in March I think you guys will love. But speaking of March, March is going to be insane, guys. There is so much releasing in March. And you got Dune Part 2. You got Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Imaginary, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Immaculate, and more. It's going to be busy. So stay tuned for all of those reviews. And stay tuned to the socials and, again, to my YouTube channel for more new content coming your way. I am already brainstorming and thinking about the next Monster Manual episode to bring y'all. And again, I got some more new stuff coming your way, a bunch of new projects. So stay tuned for that. But until next time, remember, I'm Joe Grizzly, bitch.